Thetis answered, tear on cheek. Hephaestus, who among all Olympian goddesses endured anxiety and pain like mine? Zeus chose me from all of them for this. Of sea nymphs I alone was given in thrall to a mortal warrior, Peleus Iasides, and I endured a mortal warrior's bed many a time without desire. Now Peleus lies far gone in age in his great hall, and I have other pain. Our son, bestowed on me and nursed by me, became a hero unsurpassed. He grew like a green shoot. I cherished him like a flowering orchard tree, only to send him in the ships to Ilion to war with Trojans. Now I shall never see him entering Peleus's hall, his home, again. But even while he lives, beholding sunlight, suffering is his lot. I have no power to help him, though I go to him. A girl, his prize from the Achaeans, Agamemnon took out of his hands to make his own. And, oh, he pined with burning heart. The Trojans rolled the Achaeans back on the ship's sterns and left them no escape. Then Argive officers begged my son's help, offering every gift, but he would not defend them from disaster. Arming Patroclus in his own war gear, he sent him with his people into battle. All day long around the Scaean gates they fought, and would have won the city too, had not Apollo, seeing the brave son of Menoetius wreaking havoc on the Trojans, killed him in action, and then given Hector the honor of that deed. On this account I am here to beg you. If you will, provide for my doomed son a shield and crested helm, good legging greaves fitted with ankle clasps, a cuirass too. His own armor was lost when his great friend went down before the Trojans. Now my son lies prone on the hard ground in grief. The illustrious, lame god replied, take heart, no trouble about the arms. I only wish that I could hide him from the power of death in his black hour. Wish I were sure of that as of the splendid gear he'll get, a wonder to any one of the many men there are. He left her there, returning to his bellows, training them on the fire, crying, to work! In crucibles the 20 bellows breathed every degree of fiery air. To serve him a great blast when he labored might and main or a faint puff, according to his wish and what the work demanded. Durable fine bronze and tin he threw into the blaze, with silver and with honorable gold, then mounted a big anvil in his block, and in his right hand took a powerful hammer, managing with his tongs in his left hand. His first job was a shield, a broad one, thick, well-fashioned everywhere. A shining rim he gave it, triple ply, and hung from this a silver shoulder strap. 5 welded layers composed the body of the shield.